Getting back to the dinim of Tisha B'Av, there's a number of things which are forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Eating or drinking, washing oneself, smearing oneself with ointments and oils for pleasurable types of things. Now we're talking about infectious creams that you need to do. Marital relations, and you're not allowed to wear any shoes that have any leather in them. So for Tisha B'Av, you have to make sure, like Yom Kippur shoes. You're not allowed to have any shoes that have any part of it is leather. Some shoes are sneakers, but a little bit around the top is leather, or the bottom, whatever. Any part of the shoe that has leather, you're not allowed to wear. Everything else of leather, you're allowed to wear on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, when a person wakes up in the morning, because washing is forbidden, you're only allowed to wash your hands until the end of the fingers. The knuckles at the end of the fingers. So when you get up in the morning for Negavasa, for Natila in the morning, you only wash until the end of the fingers. When you go to the bathroom on Tisha B'Av, you only wash until the end of the fingers. The rest of the hand you don't wash. Now what happens, the only type of washing which is forbidden is pleasurable washing. What happens if somebody has an infection, whatever, they need to soak the finger in water. That's not a problem. You're allowed to do that. If somebody needs to prepare food for kids or for after Tisha B'Av, and you need to wash it. Let's say a kid wants to eat a fruit and you want to give him the fruit. So then you're allowed to wash the fruit. That's not a problem. Generally speaking, household chores, it says in Halacha, should be done after midday. Like, for instance, making the beds, tidying up the house. Preferably, all those things should be done after, like, 1 o'clock, Tisha B'Av afternoon, not in the morning. So even when you get up in the morning, halachically, you're not allowed to wash your face. So mamish like Yom Kippur in that respect, or like the middle of Shiva. So what a person could do when your hands are still moist from the negovasser, so you can wash, you know, wipe your eyes a little bit to get to, in English it's called, if the eyes are encrusted, they have that, in simple English it's called the gook in the eye, so that you're allowed to take out. If you have a dirt spot on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wash the dirt spot. You can't wash just the whole hand. You can only wash the place that's dirty, and so on. Deodorants, the makel that you can use, deodorants, you can't use perfumes on Tisha B'Av. That's called sikh, that's called anointing. But the deodorant you could use. And
hand sanitizer
you could use, because now it's for health. So then you would be allowed to do it. Regularly on Tisha B'Av, a regular year, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But this year for sure, because of Corona and all that,
you'd go all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about washing your hands with soap? You wash your whole
hand. If you're doing it for health purposes, no, I'm serious. You come out from somewhere and you know, now today you're careful, so you're allowed to wash your hands with soap. Because again, it's not pleasurable washing. It's for medical purposes. So you would allowed to be washing your hands. As far as technically rinsing your mouth is also forbidden on Tisha B'Av. But there are many poskim that write, if a person feels uncomfortable with the... So you're allowed to use, according to many poskim, you're allowed to use mouthwash, a little bit of mouthwash, but you can bend over the sink, number one, because mouthwash is not a food. So therefore, you could use a little bit of mouthwash and bend over the sink and make sure you don't swallow any, and, you know, swish it around and then spit it out. Shouldn't rinse with water afterwards. I mean, there's no need for that, really, if you...
Use this cream.
Using a substance, you don't need to rinse it. Okay. Anyway, now, at night when you come into Shul Tisha B'Av, and I'm saying these things before because you have to know, because... Now, what happens if somebody eating at Tisha B'Av supplies to adults that are not well, or kids that are washing for bread, they're eating bread, and they're going to be washing for bread, so then the din is... You wash until the end of the hand, like regular, like you would wash normally for bread. So that's what you would do for that. The reason why Negelwasser, you only wash until the fingers, why don't we wash until the end of the hand? because the main impurity of the why you wash the negel vaser in the morning, the netilah in the morning, is primarily for the tumah, and that tumah is primarily on the fingertips. So therefore, it's not halachic necessary to wash the rest of the hand on Tisha B'Av when you shouldn't be washing your hand. But if somebody's washing for bread, so then they wash the entire hand. Or if somebody's whatever preparing food, or whatever whatever is necessary. What?
So you make Alon 39 bracha after you do the washing by the bedside, you make Alon 39.
Well, the custom is anyway, even on Tisha B'Av, the custom is you wash your hands by the bed like always, but you don't make a bracha until you get up, you get dressed. You can't shower, you get dressed. And then when you re-wash by the sink, when you're completely dressed, and then you could, that's when you re-wash again till the end of the fingers, and then you make the bracha. Huh?
Next to the bed, you go out there?
Yeah. What?
No. Why don't we finger?
Just the fingertips.
Yeah.
Why don't we? Okay, I'm coming to that in a second. If they gave birth within 30 days, they don't have to fast, Alpidin, especially Tisha B'Av. The truth is, what?
Are we allowed to have the whispering menstruates?
No, if you need, you should use a little bit of mouthwash, directly. You shouldn't use the listering strips and Tisha B'Av. Huh? Well, better also not. Yeah. Okay. Now, when you come to shul at night of Tisha B'Av, with this year's Wednesday night, so you darken the light, you remove the cover of the Aron Kodesh, and b'chlal is brought down, and this is our minig. Yeah, now, we didn't do it in shul, but our minig officially is you take off the shulchan cover, you take off these covers, you take off all the covers. Until midday, and then midday you put them back on. To Tisha B'Av midday, 1 o'clock. Then for mincha time, you put it back on. So you darken the lights. I don't know if we're going to be able to darken.
Yeah,
and those lights will be enough. Okay. And you daven ma'ariv. After ma'ariv, the chazan says kaddish diskabel, and then you say ke'echa. And I was asked a lot this year, it's interesting. Can you say Eicha through a microphone?
Zoom.
Or can you Zoom an Eicha? Why not? You're allowed to, I think even now in 770, I think they do Eicha with a microphone. But Eicha is not something you have to listen to, like Megillah Esther, you wouldn't be allowed to. Or those things you wouldn't be allowed to. But Eicha, there's no chiv to listen to Eicha. It's a custom to read Eicha. So you can do it yourself at home. You don't need to hear, you know. So if somebody wants to, if it's a very big show, they want to use a microphone, or you want to do it on Zoom, you're allowed to do it on Zoom. You just read along with the chazan or whatever. No, don't read along with the chazan. And then afterwards, there's a little few kinnison, and then whatever, you say kaddish without this kabbal. And then, okay, about sleeping last night, we said. Now, you know, the reason why you don't wear tefillin in the morning, according to, well, some Sfaradim put on tefillin in the morning, I was told, right? I heard more of this. But anyway, because tefillin is called pe'er, glory, beauty. And Tisha B'Av, you know, we don't have that beauty and glory. So we don't put on talis and tefillin in the morning. And in fact, when you say Baruch Sha'amar or Krishma, you don't kiss your tzitzis either. So even though you're wearing a talis katan, you know, but you still don't wear, you don't use the tzitzis, you don't make a brach on the tzitzis, you don't use it for baruch shama, you don't use it for shema. I left out another thing before that. When you say brachas in the morning on Tisha B'Av, you leave out the bracha sha'asali kotzarki, and then list the brachas in the morning. Literally, sha'asali kotzarki means that Hashem did all our needs for us. But that refers, the Gemara says, that refers to shoes. And because Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wear shoes, the definition of a shoe in halacha is leather. That's the definition of a shoe in halacha. So because you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, so you leave out the bracha sha'asali kotzarki. There are people that have the opinions and customs that after Tisha B'Av at night, when you put back on the leather shoes, they make it then. But our custom, Rabbi writes, we don't make Shasali Kotsark until the next morning. So Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, those 2 days of the year when you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, you don't say the Rebracha Shasali Kotsark. Well, when?
No,
at night you say Va'ata Kaddish, but you leave out the Bracha V'Nizei Sperisi. In the morning, by Shachris, you leave out Birchas Kayanim. You leave out in Avodat Tzion V'Nizei Sperisi. But we'll get to it. You don't see an Ashri Avodat Tzion until after.
You still put the Tefillin on in the Mincha.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, so it's still
there. Yeah, but that's not, you don't want to miss a day of Tefillin. Now, the time of Tefillin really is a whole day. Because it's Yom Tov. Shabbos you don't wear. It's not because of the fast day. There's an interesting question in Halacha. What happens if somebody knows in the morning of Tisha B'Av they'll have Tefillin and the afternoon they won't have it? I'll get you a very simple example. You meet a Jew in the street. Okay, who doesn't put on Tefillin yet every day? You meet him in the street in the morning, Tisha B'Av. And you're not going to meet him in the afternoon. So now in the morning at Tisha B'Av, can you put Tefillin on with the money? So most Poskim say you're allowed to. First of all, there are many people that have a minig, they wear Tefillin in the morning. In fact, the Rebbe wore Tefillin in the morning. And therefore, when the Rebbe came out to davening, he didn't daven with the minyan, Shachris. The Rebbe davened by himself. And to the extent that even when the Rebbe was saying Kaddish for the Rebbetzin, it's interesting because when the Rebbe lost his mother, the Rebbe's Chana, she passed away Vav Tishrei, and the Rebbe stopped saying Kaddish because it was a leap year, Tov Shul Chavei was a leap year. So the Rebbe stopped saying Kaddish Hey Av at Mincha. So Tisha B'Av wasn't an issue. But when the Rebbe was saying Kaddish for the Rebbetzin, Chaimushka, his wife, so then the Rebbe, it was like people didn't know what's the Rebbe going to do. Is he going to come out daven with tefillin? But the Rebbe put tefillin on in the morning. What? The pearl, the Rebbe said, because Rabbi Binyamin Klein, the Rebbe's secretary, had yahrzeit for his, I don't know, father or mother on Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe said, the masker, the secretary, has yahrzeit, let him daven. So the Rebbe came out to davening, but Tisha B'Av, the Rebbe would come out to davening, and he would stand by his shtender and learn or whatever it was, but he didn't daven with the minyan. That was clear that he didn't daven because the Rebbe used to put on tefillin in the morning and daven shachris. Yeah.
Why don't we follow him?
Because the Rebbe says we don't do that.
Because what?
Because the Rebbe says we don't do that. What the Rebbe did was their business. What? What? No, Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is a manich tefillin. But the pearl, there's a lot of people that have a minig that they, here, he brings down here. The Bayer Hate Shavi Chula, Hoyugdelum Bali Kabbalah, Shenichu Batfillin Babeka Babesam. The Meram Shik put on tefillin in the morning, they bring down from the Gra. That after Kinnis, he put it, the Gra put on tefillin even before Chatzais. I mean, whatever. There were Gedalim that did it. We don't do it, though.
Why did the Chabad call the Rebbe?
The Rebbe did a lot of things that we don't do.
Yeah.
The Rebbe used to wear 4 pairs of tefillin every day. And the Rebbe clearly writes that we don't do that. And he said, I was also afraid to do it until my father-in-law told me to do it. The previous Rebbe told me to do it. And the Rebbe said, it's printed in Chelek Beis, Kutasichas. And the previous Rebbe said that people should know that you're doing it. I will order the tefillin. Because everybody knew the Friedrich Rebbe put on 4 pairs of tefillin. So the Rebbe ordered his tefillin. And I wasn't born then, obviously, then. But the guys that were there then said, the Rebbe, when he put on 4 pairs of tefillin, very few people were able to notice that he did it. He did it in such a way, he was in a corner and he put the talus over. Whatever, he did it in a way that...
Tomorrow,
huh? Not at the same time. Four different times. It says in Ayyamim, the whole order, how to do it. So the Rebbeim did a lot of things. It says in Minhagim of Purim, the Rebbe did certain things that it's not Teirah L'Rabim, we don't do it. I mean, that's, you know.
There's a Rashi and Rabbanan. What else is
there? Huh? Ravid Shemush Rabba. Now they say, I heard this, I never saw B'Ksav. I heard that the Vilna Gaon said, if I would put on tefillin, according to all opinions, I would be wearing 60 pairs of tefillin a day. Something like that. When Ramesh Feinstein, okay, it'll take a minute. Ramesh Feinstein, there was a wedding once, outside 770, of somebody who worked for Agudas Rabban. He worked for Ramesh. So Ramesh was Masada Kedushin in 770. So right after Ramesh Feinstein was Masada Kedushin, Avram Shmuel Levine, who lives in Eretz Yisrael now, he went into the Rebbe for Yechidus. And the Rebbe asked him if he wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So the Meisher Ed told the Rebbe that he used to in Europe, but for whatever reason, the Rabbeinu Tam got lost, and now he doesn't wear it. So the Rebbe asked him, if I get you a sefer, they'll write the tefillin exactly the way you want it to be written. Would you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? So he said, yes. The next morning, the Mish used to wake up very early. He used to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. But the next morning, there was a Chabad Sefer, Rabbi Zirkin, Oliver Shalom, was at the Mish's door, and he wrote the tefillin exactly, everything the way the Mish finds him on, and then he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin.